Yeah. You saying that out loud, I'm like, damn, that's sick.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
You're listening to Sapnin Podcast.
Sapnin!
Sapnin!
You are listening to episode 241 of Sapnin Podcast featuring myself, Sean Smith, and my good friend Morgan Richards.
Yes, it's me, Morgan Richards, and I'm throwing a tantrum. I've had a no good, really bad, messed up day. I'm stressed out, super sad, not okay, but I'll be all right. Because we all know I'm the life of the party.
I reckon the majority of that was probably true, apart from that very, very last bit. I'm sorry. To you, not having a good time, but hopefully this will cheer you up. This week's episode features Charlotte Sands, the wonderful, lovely Charlotte Sands.
Yes, and I hope she's going to be my new best friend after all of this, because Charlotte Sands is living out everyone's pop punk emo dreams. She has grafted so much over the last few years, from releasing one-off singles recorded in her bedroom to having her blueprint, hair pun intended, all over the alternative music scene. She's an artist I've had on repeat a lot since 2020, and she's been harder to escape because not only has she written, featured, and collaborated on songs by bands like The Main, Taken Back Sunday, Under Oath, Modson, and Sleeping With Sirens, but just won Best Breakthrough Album at the Heavy Music Awards with Love and Other Lies. She's done something we've never been able to do.
We haven't. I wonder if Heavy Music Awards are going to end up giving us like a dedication award like Kerrang did to the Blackout once for being nominated for 4 times or 1 fuck all award. I wonder if we'll ever get like Lifetime Achievement Award, because I'm getting old now and I haven't left the scene for ages. Yeah, that's basically what it is, isn't it? It's like, hey, you've been bothering us now for a good 20 years. You haven't stopped bothering us. Fair fucking play to you. Do you know what? Lifetime Achievement Award!
Hey, take it. Take anything you can. The worst bit is she even got given this award by our good friends in McFly. So, I mean, I would have liked that.
That could have been our award.
Could have been us. Could have been us.
Fucking hell. Do you know what? I liked Charlotte Sands before this, but now I'm very, very bitter towards her. Even though I really, really enjoyed talking to her at Slam Dunk, I had a really lovely time, right? She was great. She was very responsive. She was very friendly. And I really like her music, right? But the fact that she's won an award and was handed it by McFly when I should have been us, right? It should have been us, right? It makes me blood red, man.
But despite all that, we could list for the whole hour all the wild experiences she's had lately. But she's going to do that for us. We got to record this backstage at Slam Dunk Festival just a couple of weeks ago, literally the morning after she received the award. So all her emotions are very raw, very hangover, and we just had the best conversation, someone I've wanted on this podcast for quite a while. But it's just mad to see everything that's been happening to her on this journey, Sean, especially when you consider she's an independent artist.
Bonkers, absolutely bonkers. I think she's a secret multimillionaire. Rumor has it, her real name is Charlotte Musk. And dad's paying for everything, that's what I heard. But fair play to Charlotte Sands for everything she's accomplished so far. We'll go on to accomplish as well, because I think she's going to be fucking massive. Genuinely, we loved this chat with her. It was very, very exciting. We weren't sure how it was going to go. Like Morgan said, she was at the Heavy Music Awards the day before, so we were like, oh, is she going to be hungover? Is she going to be in pain from yesterday? But no, she was vibrant, she was lively, she was fan-bloody-tastic, and I hope we get to speak to her again soon in the flesh, because it was a delight.
Yeah, well, she's coming back to the UK and Europe in October, when she's just being announced to be supporting 5 Seconds of Summer across some massive venues. And that's another thing you didn't get to do.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. Remember that? I've nearly played the Royal Albert Hall twice now, once with the Blackout, once DJing before 5 Seconds of Summer. Both of them got cancelled very last minute, so I am still yet to play the Royal Albert Hall. Real cooler Charlotte hanging out with 5 Seconds of Summer, who dropped me last fucking second when I was spent a DJ. Yeah, man, real happy for her. Good luck with that. I hope it goes real well.
And throughout this conversation, we're going to get into everything from those raw emotions of just taking everything in to explaining some of the wildest moments, growing as a human and songwriter in the public eye, techniques to take things in a little more, her mental health, some absolutely insane venue stories, and there's even a surprise appearance from a certain someone. So make sure to stay tuned throughout.
Is it me?
No, you're here now, but someone else comes in.
Oh, yeah.
There's a fourth voice we will hear, and I think some people will be very excited about that. So stay tuned. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, I don't know how, but if you've somehow found us, give us a follow at SappeningPod on Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah, if this is your fucking first time listening to us, right? Tweet at us at SappeningPod on Twitter, Instagram, whatever the bollock, TikTok, all that shit, right? Tweet at us going, this was genuinely my first time listening to this rubbish. Because, how have we got this far? But also, welcome! Yay! You're now part of the family! And you are legally obliged to join patreon.com/Sappening. So fucking get over there now!
Do it quickly. It's a very busy period over here. We've just done loads of festivals. We're at 2,000 trees as this is out. We're going to be doing a lot of extra content over there. And there's a whole community of people that get involved with gigs, tours and stuff that you should just become a part of the family. That's patreon.com/Sappening. But without any further ado, let's get straight into this wonderful conversation with Charlotte Sands backstage at Slam Dunk Festival 2023.
The Blackout announcing our tour dates on Monday.
Sappening!
I didn't know where to put it in. I knew it had to go in somewhere.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Sapnin. Yes! We are joined at Slam Dunk Festival by the mighty and now very much brand new award winner.
I know, I got a big Charlotte ego. Charlotte Sands! There's not enough room in this tent for my ego right now.
I don't believe, yeah. We should... Do you know what? I didn't know whether... That's why I've got the shades on.
Yeah, I get it.
I can't... I'm looking too
bright. My star is shining too bright today.
It hurt when you walked in, to be honest. Yeah. It caught me off guard. I nearly fell over my chair as well. But yeah, how are you?
I'm so good. I will be honest. I'm struggling today. It was a late night last night. I had to celebrate. But it's I'm definitely dealing with the consequences of my actions today.
Okay.
But yeah. I'm very happy to be here.
Nice. How hard did you go last night? Was it a wild one?
I think it's a combination of the jet lag and the loss of sleep.
Yeah, not good. Yeah.
And so the combination of those two things that normally wouldn't be like that, I wouldn't take it that hard. I would get up and persevere. Instead, it's hitting a little harder today. But it's not going to stop me.
Good.
Yeah.
The show. I'm just gonna have to put more into the show because I'm gonna be aware and self-conscious now that I'm gonna go over the top and overcompensate. Yeah.
Well, roughly. There's a lot of mixture of emotions, really, flying all the way, having the award show, winning an award, and then playing two big sets at Slam Dunk Festival. Yeah. I mean, yeah, how are you doing at the moment? Just kind of wrapping your head around everything.
I mean, it's so strange. I definitely feel like anytime something good happens, it's like an inside joke that I'm like not a part of. So I feel like that is something that I'm trying to like be better about. Like even, it's so funny, like even being at the award show, like the whole time, even when I won the award, I was like, I think they got the name wrong. Like, I think they pay, oh no, like the teleprompter said the wrong person. Like, and I'm trying to be better about discrediting myself, but it is such an exciting thing. I think it's just such, it's so strange to be around people and see other people at tables that I have been listening to my whole life and who I look up to. And then people like Mick Fly presented my award to me, which was so wild. I literally was like, I feel like weird standing on a stage next to you guys. You guys are so much cooler than me. So I think it's very weird. It's just like a very strange thing to get used to, but it's all wonderful and all incredible. And I love traveling. I love being everywhere. So I'm just happy to be here. Yeah.
And that's the thing. There's so much cool stuff you've been a part of just the last few years in particular. And there's plenty of that we want to talk to you about. But when you think of it, if just in the sense of like, you know, you get on the plane, you've come to the other side of the world,
right?
And all of a sudden you're getting all this attention, you're literally lifting the awards.
Yeah.
It must be quite cool to think back of like when you started out and trying to make it as a songwriter and now all of a sudden like you're a breakthrough international artist and all this.
Yeah, it's so strange. I mean, yeah, I've been performing my entire life. I mean, I literally was born and my first memories are like are making music. And so it's really, it is funny. Like I've never done anything else. I'm not good at anything else. So hopefully this sticks. But yeah, I think that I am so proud of like, I've worked really, really, really hard and everyone around me on my team has worked really hard. And so I am like so immensely proud of everything we've accomplished, especially as an independent artist. And it's a struggle out here, but I am so that make it, the rewards are so much bigger because of that. And so I'm so much more proud to accept awards at being independent. And so looking back, it doesn't even feel like the same person. It's so funny to be like, it looks like when I look at my childhood or making music when I was younger, it really does feel like watching a movie of like a young
like a
child.
Different life.
It really does feel that way. I think just because I moved away from home at like 18. And so, and then that was when I took my career like fully, like full time. I didn't question anything else, never went to college. I just did it. And so I think that was such a weird chapter, like split up of my life, like before 18 and before moving away, and then me being like an adult and doing it. So it's strange to look at those.
Yeah.
Did you get into a speech last night?
I did. That was
Do you remember what
terrifying.
You said?
I watched a video of it, so I do remember now. But do what's so strange is doing the speech. I mean, honestly, I think my biggest fear is just not saying thank you to everybody. Like, all I imagine is like everyone at my table sitting there like shaking their heads. Yeah. And literally just being like me thanking everyone but one person how they feel. And
or you get like, back to the table, everyone's like, yeah.
And then there's one person yeah, with their arms crossed. It's literally, that's all I was thinking about. Like walking up, I was like on my fingers, like listing people to thank. I was like, thank this person, this person, this person. And then I was like, I don't have enough time. I was like, how much time do people use for these things? I was like, do they even want me to say anything? Like, is it cooler to not say anything at all? Should I just like give the award back? Like, who knows? So I feel like for me, I mean, it really was. I just tried to like say thank you to Danon, who made the every song on the album with me. And then Aaron Gillespie, who wrote the feature track or title track with me. And then he's also featured on Songs of Mine, and he was in the room. And so I said thank you to him as well. And nice. I love him. He's so cool.
Nice. Well, how was working with Aaron?
Oh my God. I mean, Aaron, it's so strange because Under Oath is one of those things that I didn't get into until like a few years ago. And so it's kind of like really strange because like fans of Under Oath who have been fans for years and years and years are like, how did you not know about this? And I'm like, believe me, I'm kicking myself every day. I would have been a different person if this music existed for me in high school. But what's so funny is Danon, who produces most of my music, our first time writing with Aaron was just a session in Nashville. He wanted his publishers connected us, and he just wanted to start writing like with other artists. And we're in Danon's studio, and Aaron was coming over, and the only poster Danon has on his wall is an Under Oath poster.
Oh, wow.
Because he's also my drummer, and he started drumming because of Aaron. Like, that is his person. And the only poster he's ever had is Under Oath. And we were like sitting there, and he was like, do I take it down? And we were like, and we were like looking at each other like, oh no, like, do we leave it up? Like, only one poster. It's not like you have a bunch. Like, it's like one specific thing. And like the whole time we were sitting there, we're like, is it weird if we take it down knowing he's coming over? Like, and then he finds out, like, that's stranger.
Well, yeah, if you were taking it down and he was still like fresh underneath it, and he was like,
he's like, what was that? And he sees like his poster like curled up on the floor.
Just a rolled up poster in the sofa. Like, don't look at there. Don't look at there.
I know. That was like my fear.
Yeah, I also like the idea of him like sitting down with it behind him and having no idea, just like the irony of him playing drums behind himself.
It's so funny. And so we ended up just being like, I was like, you have to keep it up, dude. Like, it's cool, it's part of your story. Like, Aaron was, if he's a nice guy, he'll appreciate it, he won't be weirded out by it.
Looks like he's a nice guy.
First of all, Aaron, it comes off as something if I watched him like on stage, I would be like, this guy's like a monster. Like, he's the most insane drummer. He's looks like so cool, and I'm always like, oh my God, that guy's so cool. And then you meet him and he's like so kind and like gentle and like so incredibly talented. But he like walked into the room and was like, just looked at the poster and was like, cool. And like, that's like all he said.
I know those guys.
And now he's one of like our best friends. And like Danon and him are best friends, and we work with him all the time. And so it is so funny. We always talk about this story.
You guys know at his studio?
He better.
He should have.
If he doesn't, they're gonna have a real problem. I'm gonna make him like a really
Aaron,
cheesy
you
one.
Fucking listening to this. I know you listen every week to a deadline.
It's just me. It's just a selfie of me being like, I'm watching you.
Well, this is the thing. It's one of the things I wanted to talk to you about. Because like, I think the term breakthrough is such a good one to describe your journey over the last couple of years in particular, especially internationally and coming to places like the UK. But when you look at just some of the stuff you've been able to do, you've gotten to collaborate, write, and feature on songs for people like Taking Back Sunday, The Main, Under Oath, Mod Sun, Sleeping With Sirens. I mean, that is just like a perfect playlist of songs you must have been obsessed with.
Yeah, that's mad.
When you're like,
you saying that
up
out loud, I'm like, damn. That's sick.
It must be quite surreal to think that, like, you know, you're on their songs as well. It's not like you've just got them to feature on your tracks. You're a part of their legacy.
I've never really thought about it like that, to be honest. It's kind of, my ego's getting even bigger now. I got an award. I'm like, sorry, I don't have any more time for you guys. I gotta go do other things. It sounds so much cooler coming out here than it does in my head. I feel like I'm over here being like, wow, they're like doing community service by having me on here.
Not at all.
No, but it really is so insane. I've listened to like The Main and Taking Back Sunday and Sleeping with Sirens, like all of these people forever. So I remember I have playlists with all of them on it that I made in high school. And so for me, like Kellen, literally the reason we ended up working together was because I was talking about him in a podcast, and I was like,
oh, wow.
I was like, Kellen Quinn, if you hear this, I love you. I want to work with you. And then he literally found it on like Twitter and like and reposted it or retweeted it and was like, hey, I have a song for you. Like, hit me up. And so like I was, and then I was like so mortified because my entire interview was like, Kellen, like, I love you. Like, call me
please,
back.
By the end of it, yeah, just crying in a bag. Kellen,
and then I was like, I literally in the interview was like, this would be so embarrassing if he found this. Like, I really hope he'll never see this. I was like, he is so far. And I mean, and he's like the sweetest people ever. Every single person I've worked with has been so great to me. But ooh, it is, yeah,
gonna have one dickhead story, surely.
I'll find somebody today. Maybe it'll be you guys.
Yeah, it probably is me.
We still have time. We still have time.
I'll take
that. We still have time to hurt my feelings. But yeah, so I feel like with all of those guys and all of those bands, I mean, it's so strange to me. I'm so lucky that with The Main, our song with Take It Back Sunday was like their biggest song. Mm. And so for them to like so many years later, me to be a part of a band's like one of their biggest songs, we were top five at Alternative, and I was a part of that, even though I was like literally like I was DMing The Main 2 years ago being like, hey guys, love your album, you know what I mean? And they were like, so it's so crazy to me. I'm so proud to get to be a part of that stuff, and just honored that they even consider me. Like,
it's awesome.
It's like being on emo cloud nine, really, because like if you take yourself back to that 18 year old who left the house and wanted to fulfill music, to think like, oh, all the bands I listen to,
yeah,
I'm now on the discography.
It's weird. Yeah, I know, it's really weird. I mean, it's when you're like, it's so, I need to be better about like sitting and like thinking about it in this way, because I feel like everything just happens so quickly and I'm like, oh yeah, cool, okay, yeah, because that makes sense. This makes sense. But then when I'm actually sitting and like trying to connect the dots of like my reaction of me being in high school and finding that out, like, there would be no way I would believe this information. And the fact that I get to like perform it live, like The Main and I have performed our song together at so many festivals. I performed it with them in London randomly because my tour ended the same day that they were touring here. And so every time we're like on the same festivals or anything, we get to do this and we get to like share this like fun thing. And so the fact that we even get to do the same festivals and we get to do it all around the world and tour together, and it's just like the craziest experience.
That's the thing, that when you're living through it, you don't get to take that in too much until you've got someone like me telling you stuff and you're like, whoa,
can you follow me around and just and give me some affirmation?
Just
whispering, you're doing great, everybody loves you.
You don't need to talk to the general public.
Yeah, you're better than all of them.
Don't talk to the scum.
Yeah, look at those pendants.
Is there anything you do though to kind of take little moments in, whether it be stuff like today or like a writing session?
Are you documenting a lot of stuff? Are you photos? And
I mean, yeah, I mean, that is a big thing. I think we always have like, I mean, content teams, but like it is really important to me. I think that is huge for me. It's like I'll go back and like watch videos and like even videos I posted or just ones on my phone, because I always forget that like I take videos and stuff, because if I have other people making it, but those are the ones that are like super shitty quality, but like they're from my perspective, so sometimes that's so cool. Even like me in the crowd of like an Under Oath show being like, I love these guys, you know, like, this sounds fucking awesome. So that is, I try to do that as much as possible. But I think I really do. I mean, I've started this like Discord chat with my like a lot of my listeners, and we do like a mental health Monday where we just check in on each other. And I kind of started it because I would get all these DMs about people talking about their mental health, and I couldn't respond to everybody. So I just started being like, hey, like everyone go to this chat. We can all talk there and I'll make sure that I like pop in. But the funny thing about it is I made it kind of for other people and like thinking it would like benefit other people and be like, oh, everyone can vent about these things and have a community where they can talk to people. But every Monday I would make everyone, or ask everyone, I'm not like forcing people to do anything, but I would ask everyone to like kind of like list like something they're grateful for, something they're proud of themselves for, a strength they have, like these kind of things. And I answer them myself, and I realize that I'm like, I've been like trying to get everyone else to do this. That's the only time I've ever sat and done that though, is when I was like asking other people to, and like expect and being like, here's an example. And then I would sit there and be like, what is a strength of mine? Like, and so it's been really funny because I thought it was going to be more beneficial for other people, and it's ended up being really beneficial for me because I'm forced, and every week I'm like, don't forget to change your answers. And then I'm over here being like, what else do I like about myself? Yeah, like, I know. So I'm like copying other people's answers.
Give myself more homework.
Yeah, I'm like, my natural brown hair. I'm like, damn. Not that. But yeah, so I think that's like been really wonderful, and it's like really makes me like be present, and like even when I'm really busy, I have to like kind of think and have some people like holding me accountable for those things. And so it's kind of like this beautiful, weird full circle thing of
nice.
Like, yeah. So I love that aspect.
Yeah, we get so many people on here who say like, you know, the journey is so quick that you kind of miss the enjoyment of that. It's only when there's certain like anniversaries or whatever, you can look back and go, oh yeah, we did all those cool things. So to see that you're taking that moment, and especially with your listeners and supporters who getting to like really hone in on certain elements. Yeah, that's a really nice technique to kind of have.
It's definitely something that I have to work on all the time, because like that is for sure, like I feel like everything is a whirlwind. I'm kind of always the person who's like, oh, we'll like think about it afterwards, like we'll deal with it, or we'll celebrate in a month, but right now we have to, like, I'm probably the worst boss ever. I'm like yeah, we'll celebrate in 4 years when we don't have work. And everyone's like, oh great, happy to be here with you. But like that is something that's really hard, is because there's always stuff happening that it's not like we have one show a year and then afterwards we're like, that was sick. It's like we play this festival, tomorrow we play another festival, then we're playing 5 more shows in like Europe, and then headline show. And so it's all of them by themselves could be individually an exciting, career changing, best day of our lives. But we get so used to it that it's like, it is so strange that when it becomes such a consistent thing, I mean, I just, you do take it for granted, and you're also just like, this is so normal. Like, this is not normal at all. Like, me being in like a van with my best friends and like traveling around a different country and getting to make music, and like literally all of us were talking about it. It feels like we're on like a summer vacation. Like, it just like doesn't feel real. And so even like sitting here now, I'm just like, God, my life is so cool. Like, I'm so grateful. But it is so funny. It's like, you really do have to like take a second, because everything every day is like traveling and changing. And then I'm like, oh yeah, that'll be fine. No, we don't have to celebrate. We have to do that. Like, and now, so I'm like, maybe I shouldn't celebrate as hard as I did last night every single time, or I would not have a job. I would not be able to exist. But yeah. No, I love the way you think about it. You have great questions.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. I appreciate it. Well, we've wanted you on for a long time, so I'm glad we could actually do this. But speaking of everyone you've worked with, is there anyone in particular that's like stood out as like a different form of creativity? Like, did anyone have any weird methods or way they looked at writing music that made you step back and go like, oh, okay, I haven't tried this way before, or just kind of shocked you or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, I will say, I think everybody has honestly like taught me a lot of different things. Like, I think the main has taught me like sustainability as a career, and they are like touring with them and also working with them and like being like genuinely friends with them. Can't believe I get to say that. So cool. But I feel like with them, I learned they're kind to everybody they meet. They are respectful. They are so professional. They show up, like they just do their shit, and they like are really kind, and they have families, and they take care of their people, and they have this like really intentional community, and people recognize that, and that's why they're like diehard fans for them. And I think I've watched them like touring, like they were nice to everybody that was around. The first night we were on tour with them, they had like a pizza party so we could all hang out with them. Like, oh, wow. They're the kind of people that are like, you are family if you're with us. And so I learned that, and I try to like, now my standards for the people around me and the people that we tour with, and like how everybody that is around me treats the people who are doing security, like that's really important to me, because I've like watched that affect the way that those people now like see them at shows and are like, we love those guys, you know. It all translates and like trickles down, so that's really important to me. I think with Under Oath, and I mean, those guys are just so solid, and like they're performing, their live show is like powerful. And watching Spencer as a performer, I'm like, he literally, I joke about it all the time, I'm like, if there was like an apocalypse, like I would follow Spencer anywhere, because I just like, I look at him and I'm just like, he is powerful, and like anything he does is like right. I'm like, I would follow you to the ends of the earth. And so I learned a lot about like that kind of like the controlling the crowd and like those kind of things. And I mean, Aaron is just like one of those people that's like, I don't know how he is capable of doing so much. Like, he writes incredible country songs and like singer songwriter, like folk stuff and Americana. He performed at the Bluebird Cafe in Nashville, and I was lucky enough to be there, and he did just him and a guitar, and he like is incredible, and like the Almost stuff, and then also being like an incredible friend and father and husband and the best drummer I've ever seen live. No offense to my drummer. He will be fine if I say that. He will be like, I get it. He'll be like, I understand. But yeah, like, I think I've just like watching him and like watching him do so many different genres and have so many different career paths and have his hand in kind of everything, like as a writer, as an artist, as like a band member, all these things, has like been really inspiring to me to be able to like, no, be like, oh, I can do all these things. Like, I can have a personal life and I can be successful, or I can like do these things and I can, I don't know. It's just, and also just being successful and like treating people nicely, like being around so many people. Same with Kellen, like all these people that could easily be really shitty and get away with it. And all of them aren't, like, they just have chosen not to. And whether or not that's like, because it's, I don't know, whether it's not, they just feel like they have to be that way or what, like they've chosen to be nice and kind and they've accepted me into their lives and their families. And I'm just, so that's would be my biggest thing out of all of it, is like they have careers still because of the people that they are, that has nothing to do with the music that they make. And that I think is the only reason, not the only reason, their music is also fucking awesome. Yeah. I'm like, the only
people
reason.
Like, they're just lovely guys. Yeah. What's the music like?
People don't
fucking
like Under
dog shit. It's the worst, like, band I've ever heard, but they're lovely. Yeah. So,
yeah. Yeah, it's like people don't like Spencer from Under Oath. He's just a nice guy. They don't like his music. No.
Screaming? No, keep it down, Spence.
Yeah, do you mind? We're trying to talk over here. No, but that 100%, I think that is the way I've learned that 100% is like, I will have a sustainable career because I will be surrounded by people I love, that love to work with me and for me, and that I love to work with, and that treat people the same way, and it creates a really positive environment. And I think that is the biggest thing. And the music can always be good, but like, I think that the people you're around and the people you get to celebrate with, I mean, that's the thing to me, is I've realized, is like, you don't want to be around shitty people when you're winning awards. Like, you don't want to be, go back to the table and be around people that like aren't celebrating you, or kind of not, don't really understand what you're doing, or are kind of like, oh, good for you, or are jealous, or like any weird emotions. Like, those things affect every experience you have. I'm like,
jet lag. It's jet lag.
Yeah, blame it on jet lag. Yeah. Not the 700 drinks I had last night. but yeah, I think that's the thing, is like, to be surround yourself with people that will like actually enjoy it and are excited. I think excitement is like, I think as an artist, the biggest struggle for me is that we are expected to do everything for the first time, but act like we've done it a million times. And that is something that I've realized. And I forgot who said that, but they were like, the worst thing is that like you walk into a room and you're never allowed to act like something is like exciting or new, because you want to act like you've done it. And so like when I got my first tour bus ever, I was like, yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, a tour bus. But then I had to remind myself, I'm like, this is fucking crazy. I'm like, a double decker tour bus. Like,
I had my family turn up, right? Yeah. We took photos in it.
Let's go.
All of, like, literally, yeah, my mother, my father, my younger brother.
Flying,
I was like,
people,
come and have a look at my new house for 2 weeks.
I know, dude. And so that's the thing, is that for me, like, I'm surrounded by people who, like, Dylan, my guitar player, is like, if we could play a show in front of two people and he'd get off stage and be like, that was the coolest show of our fucking lives. Like, every day he wakes up and, like, is so positive. And he could literally be, he's an incredible guitar player and photographer and all these things, but he could be a shitty guitar player and I would still hire him, because he makes my life better when he's around and he makes me enjoy my career more.
But
and
if
he,
you are listening, please don't become a shitty guitar player.
Yeah, he's going to, we're going to watch the show tonight now, and he's going to like mess up everything.
Yeah,
and I'm going to be like, shit, like,
I haven't even bothered to tune my guitar today. Yeah. I don't even care anymore. She's going to keep me whatever.
He's on holiday. Yeah. No, it is. So, but I realized even with that, I'm like, oh my God, like I have so much more fun when you're here. Like I walked back from the table last night and Dylan's like, this is the best day of my life. And I was like, you didn't even win. And like he's having more fun than I did. But it's just because he like thinks that our lives are so cool, because he sees it as somebody who's like a fan of what we're doing. And like, so that is so important to be around people like that. And I think that anybody who tries to like ever make people feel weird for being excited about things or treating things like, hell yeah, this is sick that we get to do this, and then people are like, can talk down to you for those kind of things. I feel the complete opposite. I'm like, anybody who's excited is like the coolest thing ever to me. I'm like, we should all be more excited about everything. I feel like if you looked at everything and was like, we play shows that are like college shows, even in front of 5 people, and we're traveling in like a minivan to a college show, like after winning an award or something, and we're over here being like, we'll try to make the best of it always, and just be like, this is the best day of our lives, or like, we should just like start a mosh pit with the 4 people at the university, like whatever it is. Like, I think that's really important.
Well, yeah, speaking of shows like that, what's the weirdest show you've played so far?
Oh goodness, there's a long list. I would say the most memorable, like, weird show, and this has nothing to do with the people in this audience, so if you're listening to this, I love you so much, and thank you for coming. I would say San Antonio, Texas, on my headline tour, my first headline tour ever. It was a very weird market because Texas is so big that, like, we played 4 shows in Texas. It was like Dallas, Austin, San Antonio. It's just like very large. And San Antonio was like not a popular market for me. So we sold, I think, like 30 tickets in this market. It was my first headline tour too. So we were like, I was like, I'll take whatever I can get. I was like inviting people off the street. I was like, I'll pay you to come to the show this way. But basically, it was like a very, very big venue. It's just like a very wide open space, and like 30 people in it that were all just like spread out, like not close to the front. Like, everyone was just kind of like hanging in their own little areas, which is fine. Enjoy it however you want to enjoy it. But I was like, this is so strange. So then everybody that was, or the people that were working on our stage at the venue, I think a few of them had just started and maybe weren't in the music industry previously. So they didn't know what any of the cables were. They just didn't know how anything ran. So like midway through the show, all of the power goes out. And at this point, I like look at my front of house, and he literally just like throws his hands up in the air, and he's like, there's nothing we can do. So I think I brought like a few teenagers on stage, and they had like a dance party. Like, we just like rhythmic made it work. Dylan was supposed to, we did an acoustic song that Dylan usually leaves for like a couple minutes and then like comes back, and he like left for like 10 minutes and just like, he's like, I'm just leaving for a bit. Like, you guys got it. So then everything that could have gone wrong went wrong. But we probably talk about the show every day. So it kind of, it was probably the best show of the whole tour if we still talking about it.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice that you all have that positive mentality and attitude towards it, because the last thing you want on a bad day is everyone thinking everything is worse. So like, if you can make the best out of a bad situation,
you have to laugh at yourself. Yeah. I try not to take myself too seriously. I mean, it is a very weird life and a very strange career. And as long as we're laughing and having fun and enjoying ourselves, it's a win for me. Even though I'd still like to win actual awards as well. Yeah, I just want to put that out there to the universe. I do not want to settle for just laughter.
More awards, please.
Laughter and awards.
Do you have a place in mind where you're actually going to put the awards when you get home?
That is such a good question, because I have been thinking about this. First of all, the award is so heavy, and I thought it was a joke. Everyone that got up was like, this is the heaviest award I've ever gotten. And I was like, oh, good one, guys, once again. And then I picked it up, and I was like, like dislocated my shoulder. Literally.
I'm not
like,
gonna say what everybody else has said.
And this thing is like a brick. It could be used as a weapon. And I'm scared to like travel with it.
Well, because I was gonna is it luggage?
Well, that's the thing.
They won't let you carry that on.
It would have to be like an overweight bag, because it's so heavy. So I'm like, God, I'm gonna have to like. So then I was like, I'll bring it as my carry on. No! I know. I'm gonna Venmo request heavy music awards. But so now I'm like, I guess I have to bring in my carry on, but it's gonna be so heavy. It's gonna be going through like the security, and they're gonna be like, what is this thing?
Is it gonna be sharp corner?
It's like literally like a rectangular. I'll just file it down with like a nail file and make it like a round ball.
They'll sand the corners.
No, but I have no idea where to put it in my house, to be honest. I've never done. Look who it is. Literally spent half of this talking about you, Mr. Aaron Gillespie. Good question.
Where are you from?
outside of Boston.
What's your favorite color?
Anything that you are wearing.
I have this problem now. Whenever I see a person of the female persuasion with blue hair, I'm like, copycat. Fucking traitor. I'm sorry I hijacked this. I'll leave.
No, you're fine. You've literally been the star of this entire interview. So
I love you. Congratulations on last night. Goodbye.
Thank you. All because of you. My greatest inspiration. I'll come find you in a bit.
Aaron Grespi, ladies and gentlemen.
So you guys are obsessed with me. I win one award and he just can't get it.
Just leave it out.
Yeah. I love him. I love him so much.
And the roof over it.
Yeah, I know. That's funny.
But Charlotte, as we wind down this conversation very quickly, I mean, there's so much crazy stuff that's happened, but you've got a hell of a schedule for like the rest of the year, and looking into 2024, you're going to be doing that Emo's Not Dead cruise.
Oh my god!
Wow, is going to be insane. But what else can people look out for? What can people expect going on now? What are you really excited for the next phases to come?
I'm so excited because I'm working on so much music right now that I feel like is the most me. I feel like I could say that every time I release music, but this is like the best music I think I've ever made, and I feel so proud of it. It's like undeniably me as a person and as an artist, and I'm so excited to put it out. So I can't tell you when yet, but it is coming out, and you're gonna get so sick of me with how much stuff I'm releasing. And then I'm gonna be touring for the rest of the year, and touring next year, touring for the rest of my life. I mean, touring until everybody is like, girl, stop playing shows, we don't care anymore. My entire strategy is just being in front of people until they're sick of me. That's why I'm trying to do a feature with every band at every festival, so that everyone in the audience is like, who the fuck is this girl? I'm like, why is she on another stage?
Not her again.
Oh, they're like,
she knows these as well.
You get to the stage, you're playing a festival, and you've worked with everyone.
They're every song they come in. So that's kind of the goal. That's kind of the goal. I want everyone to be talking about me all the time, even if it's negative. I'm just kidding. Don't be negative about me, because I'll be self-conscious.
Well, Shal, I really appreciate you taking the time
to do this.
It's been such a lovely conversation. Looking forward to the set later, and yeah, can't wait for more new music and everything.
Thank you. So you guys have been the best. Thank you. Have the best day ever.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Yes, that was the fantastic Charlotte Sands there. Thank you very much, Charlotte, for coming on and for her team for sorting this out.
And I don't think anyone was expecting Mr. Aaron Gillespi of Under Oath dropping in last minute and gate crashing the whole thing.
Yeah, not even me. And I saw him walking towards us. I was like, is Aaron Gillespi getting bigger by the second? Oh no, that's how perspective works, and he's getting closer to me. Yeah, it was strange. I wasn't expecting it, and I saw him come in. So there you go.
We can't get enough. We can't get enough of Charlotte, and he can't get enough of this podcast. He is a former guest. We just had him on with Spencer from Under Oath on our Slam Dunk Festival special episode. If you want to go back and listen to all the updates they're giving on the band there. But it's so amazing to see all these wild things happen to Charlotte Sands at the moment. We brought her up a few times with all those kind of collaborations and stuff, but I find it so crazy that the fact that, you know, getting people on your songs is one thing, but the fact that you're part of these legacy acts on the discography forever is absolutely mind-blowing.
Legacy acts. Oh my God, you've just made me feel sick. Legacy acts. Oh,
they're legends, man. That's what I meant. They're all legends.
The Blackouts, a legacy act. Yakka V.
We're all getting older, and these are all hurting more, and we've all got back pain we've never expected. So we can say
The Blackout will be playing Steelhouse Festival in Ebbervale next. Jesus, classic. Yeah. we probably won't. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, mad. Yes, thank you again to Charlotte. That was great. Thank you to Aaron for dropping in. Thank you to Slam Dunk for having us there. We had a great time. They really looked after us. They gave us one of the three lovely booths to record in. The other one was for Kerrang. The other one was for Rock Sound magazine. So, you know, I'm not saying we are one of the big three music media outlets, but we are definitely in the top two big media outlets. So
I'll take that. I'll take that. But remember, Charlotte Sands is returning to the Europe and the UK in October for that massive tour with 5 Seconds of Summer. And for any of our US listeners, she's going to be out on the road very heavily in September with the band Camino that she's just announced as well. She's got a new EP at the moment titled All Right, which is the single by the same name, and a lot of different versions of that song. One being live from the Hammersmith Apollo in London. Ooh, go and check all that out. I'm excited to see what else she's got going on in the future. Speaking of things going on, everyone knows it's been a very busy period for us with festival season. The day this comes out, we're going to be at 2000 Trees Festival.
Yeah, boy.
If you're going for the Saturday, tomorrow we're going to be doing a live stage show podcast, 10 a.m. on the Word Stage of 2000 Trees. And then we're going to be DJing the silent disco in the night as well for anyone who wants to party and doesn't want the festival to end. Going to be updating our social media with a lot of things from behind the scenes. Give us a follow at Sapin Pod on Twitter and Instagram, and head over to our Patreon page, patreon.com/Sapin, for even more exclusives over there and getting involved with a whole community of people we love so, so much.
Do you know what I worked out yesterday? The answer is no. So that was a rhetorical question, right? Because you, luckily, nobody else knows what I'm thinking, right? Why?
Okay, yeah.
But this is what I worked out yesterday. Saturday at 2000 Trees, right, which is tomorrow, wink, we are going to be the first act on, and then one of the last acts on. So we're technically going to be first in, last out.
Oh, God, yeah.
Of Saturday of 2000 Trees. So, yeah, we're in from 10. Our thing starts at 10 a.m., so we've got to be in before that. And then, have you got a time for our DJ set? Have we been given a time?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're laughing. Let me do a little bit of inside on how this fucking podcast work, right? If Morgan knows the information and I don't, means the information's bad, right? And he hasn't given it to me because he knows I'll lose my fucking shit and go fucking crazy. I will go crazy. So, Morgan, let's do the reveal now, right? So we got to be there. Say now I'm getting up about 7, 8 o'clock, right?
Yeah,
on a Saturday morning. That's fucking making me feel sick as it is, right? So up at 7, right? We get up, get showered, we drive from Cheltenham to the festival. Hopefully my car haven't fucking broken down, right? Get to the festival. Oh, go over to the stage, have a water, talk to the guest prior for 2 seconds, go on stage, do the podcast. Then wait about all day. What time are we DJing? Morgan Richards.
1 a.m.
It's a different day. It's a different day. As long as they're reimbursing us for being at the fucking festival for 24 hours solidly. Unbelievable. And so, yeah, please come along. If you're there Saturday and Sunday or whatever, come along Saturday morning, 10 a.m. on the Word Stage. We're going to be talking some shit with some people that we like, hopefully. Might be our worst enemies. Who knows? Also, and then, yeah, so 1 a.m. then, we've got to hang about to DJ the silent disco. So come and have a look at Very Sleepy Sean.
Very Sleepy Sean.
They might just be like bedtime songs.
They're all lullaby versions of all the hits. That's what it is.
Silent night, holy night. Yeah, I might record my own version and play that.
There we are. Saturday. New hit single coming. Speaking of busy time as well, you dropped a bomb in the intro and said something about a tour being announced.
The Blackout. I don't know if anybody knows the Blackout, but it's a band called the Blackout from South Wales. And they are announcing on Monday, July the 10th. Jesus Christ. The day after we played Download last month. What? We are announcing July the 10th, our tour dates, and that will go on sale later in the week. So keep an eye out for that on socials and around socials and stuff like that. 5 dates. So I'm saying, be prepared. Pre-prepared.
Prepared. Well, if you need people to go with for that, head over to our Patreon page, patreon.com/snapnin. No doubt, as soon as those are
No doubt! No doubt they're there!
No fucking out. Are they? Fucking out. Are we manifesting Gwen Stefani and them supporting you? Because that'd be hell of a
Oh,
scoop.
God, don't tell people that now, because then they'll expect it, and when it doesn't happen, because I don't want to fucking lose all of the money, people will be fucking angry at me. Carry on. Sorry, Mog. I was...
But everyone will be planning and meeting each other for those gigs and stuff. So if you want to get involved and just have some new best friends in general from all over the world, head over to patreon.com/sapton. It is literally the best way to support our podcast, helps us go in each and every week, and lets us be able to go to these festivals and record these special conversations live and in person as well. If you head to the description of this episode, there's loads of names there that we thank. But as always, Sean's going to give a massive shout out the elite members of our Sapnin Podcast Patreon community.
Yes, I'm doing it in an ASMR way this week as well. Thank you very much. Kylie Wheeler, Mayumi Liwaway, Janelle Castan, Paul Hirschfield, Kelly Irwin, Scarlett Charlton, Tony Michael, Dilly Grimwood, Nathan Croshaw, Mitch Perry, Natasha Morris, Emma Barber, Kat Besant, Jenny Robinson, Murray Grimwood, Scott Successful Burger Delivery Jones, Amy Dawson, Amy Louise, Stuart Nort, Ellen Southfield, Stephen Aston, Caroline Robinson, Kate Puttack, Martina McManus, Louis Cock, Carl Pendlebury, Danny Eaton, James McNaught, Jenny Munster, John and Emma, Jason Heredia, M. Evans Roberts, Craig Harris, Evan, Sean Foynes, Emily Perry, Adam King of the Goss Parslow, Kalila Keane, Ollie Amesbury, Josh, I've opened a gym where the instructors would go from door to door to tell people about the benefits of joining it. See, what Josh has tried to do there is he's tried to put a funny joke in the middle of his name, but he hasn't realised he's run out of characters towards the end, so he's fucked it big time. Alice Wood, Connor Lewins, and last but no means least, Kyle David Smith. We love those guys and everybody mentioned in the description. Thank you very much for joining the Patreon. If you've listened to this podcast for the first time, again, thank you very much for sticking with us. I know, it might sound like a load of mental bollocks. But we're trying our best, love us. We are fucking trying our best. So thank you very much. We appreciate it greatly. I haven't got much more to say. I quite enjoyed doing this, actually.
Why have we gone ASMR for the last bit?
I don't know. I'm just keeping it on. And I did it for the names. So I'm just carrying on now.
I don't know why you did it for the names, but I'm...
I don't know. I just wanted... Do you know what? I mix it up in it. Mix
Some
it.
Mean, possibly...
What if somebody listens to that now and goes, fucking hell, I love it when he does that. I'm going to join the Patreon just to leave a comment to say, Sean, do more whispering, you sexy bastard. And I'd be like, ma'am, stop joining online groups. Also, don't call me out in public, please. Or ever. That's weird. It's taking a turn. Let's leave.
Before we go, wait. I'm going to try and do ASMR as well.
You are shit at whispering.
I am. Very shit at whispering, but I wanted to give a shout out to another patron, Jordan Harris, who broke his leg moshing at a gig with another patron, and now has to go for surgery.
It's his own fault then.
There we are. We'll be back next week and every Friday with very special guests.
It's his own fault then. There we are. Sean's final thought. What does Sean think? He thinks that. There we are. That's what Sean thinks. Moving on.
Oh, we'll be back next week and every Friday. Very special guest. Click subscribe wherever you listen for more of this nonsense. Fucking hell.
A good review for fuck's sake, please.
This has been Semin. Let's get out of here before we start crying even more.
Yes. Sapnin. Fucking my voice goes, leave it. It's done. Sapnin.
You're listening to Sapnin Podcast with Sean Smith and Morgan Richards. Thank you very much for downloading this podcast or streaming it, or I don't know what else you do with podcasts. Thank you very much.